Hey everybody, Aaron Dillon here, Managing Director of AG Dillon & Co. Here is May 10, 2024's pre-IPO stock update. Wave, a UK AI autonomous driving technology company, and not to be confused with Google's Waymo, secured a $1.05 billion in Series C funding led by SoftBank Group, marking the largest AI fundraise in the UK and ranking it among the top 20 globally. This round follows a $200 million Series B in January of 2022, bringing the total raise to over $1.25 billion for the company. Investors included NVIDIA, Microsoft, and UK grocery delivery company Ocado, which contributed $13.6 million, a little bit of money. Founded in 2017 in Cambridge, Wave uses a self-learning approach to autonomous driving, distinct from the rules-based systems typically used in the industry. The company plans to deploy the capital to enhance its autonomous driving technology and expand globally. Wave's technology is also being tested on delivery vehicles and aims to sell its models to various automotive OEMs. So that's the company's business model. They seek to license kind of the technology to car companies. They don't own the cars themselves. They just sell it to other people, other cars. So it's scalable. So this is a kind of a pure play software company. Wave did not announce the round's valuation. It last published its valuation during its Series B in January of 2022 at $1.35 billion. This current raise was $1 billion. So I have to assume the current valuation is at least $4 billion or more post-money. So I'll keep an eye out for that and report it back to you if they announce the actual number. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, or CFPB, imposed a $3.25 million penalty on Chime, a financial technology company that partnered with FDIC-insured banks to manage consumer banking accounts, notably Bancor. The CFPB's investigation revealed that Chime repeatedly failed to refund customer balances within the required 14-day period after account closures, with thousands of instances exceeding 90 days. This delay affected customers' ability to cover essential expenses, pushing them towards costly alternatives like credit cards and payday loans. Chime attributed the delays to a configuration error with a third-party vendor during its 2020 and 2021, but has since resolved the issue. In addition to the fine, Chime is mandated to pay at least $1.3 million to redress to affected customers, ensuring a minimum compensation of $150 for those that had unrefunded balances of at least $10 beyond the 14-day window. The CFPB's action emphasized the requirement for fintechs to adhere to prompt refund regulations akin to traditional banking standards. Chime has a $5.1 billion secondary market valuation. That's down 80% from its last primary round in September of 2021. Wiz, a New York-based cloud security company, has been valued at $12 billion following a $1 billion funding round led by Andreessen Horowitz, Lightspeed Ventures, and Thrive Capital, great investors. This valuation marks a significant increase from its $10 billion valuation in February of 2023. The company now has raised a total of $1.9 billion since its founding in 2020. In 2023, Wiz achieved $350 million in annual recurring revenue and has acquired several companies, including Gem Security for $350 million. The firm plans to use the new capital for further mergers and acquisitions, talent recruitment, and product development as it anticipates a year of consolidation in the cybersecurity industry. Wiz, which serves hundreds of organizations worldwide, including 40 Fortune 100 companies, is also contemplating an IPO once it reaches $1 billion in annual recurring revenue. TikTok and its parent company, ByteDance, are challenging the new U.S. law signed by President Biden, which mandates the sale of TikTok within a year or face a ban, claiming it violates constitutional rights, including freedom of speech. That's TikTok's reasoning for the lawsuit. Obviously, everybody saw this coming. With over 170 million monthly U.S. users, TikTok's video recommendation algorithm is its crown jewel, but is unlikely to be sold due to Chinese government restrictions on technology exports. Former U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin has expressed interest in buying TikTok's U.S. operations, planning to reconstruct the critical technology under U.S. governance, ensuring robust security and disconnection from ByteDance. ByteDance, with a valuation of $268 billion, is a current in a recent buyback, has hit $288 billion on the secondary market. It's at a premium, generated $120 billion in revenue in 2023. TikTok US's business contributing $16 billion, or 80% of its $20 billion revenue in 2023. That's just TikTok alone. Suggests a potential US valuation of approximately $152 billion if you based on the comparative metrics from Meta, positioning TikTok USA as one of the most valuable pre-IPO stocks globally. So really interesting to see what's going to come out of this lawsuit and if this divestiture is actually going to happen. OpenAI has formed a licensing partnership with Dotdash Meredith, a major US digital and print publisher owned by AIC Inc., to integrate the publisher's content into its chatbot ChatGPT. Dotdash Meredith brands include People Magazine, Better Homes and Gardens, Investopedia, and many others. The collaboration allows OpenAI to utilize lifestyle and entertainment content on Dotdash Meredith's array of websites, enhancing ChatGPT's responses. Additionally, Dotdash Meredith will harness OpenAI's models to refine its advertising targeting tools. While financial terms were not disclosed, the deal is part of OpenAI's broader strategy to legally secure content for training its AI models amidst ongoing copyright challenges. OpenAI has similar agreements with international publishers like Financial Times, Axel Springer, Le Monde, Prisa, the Associated Press, Stack Overflow, and is negotiating with major news outlets like CNN and Fox. OpenAI is a $99.4 billion secondary market valuation that's up 16% from its last primary round in Q1 2024. That was the tender offer. They're currently doing another tender offer right now for former employees. FTX, following its collapse in November of 2022, is set to achieve a rare outcome in U.S. bankruptcy by not only fully recovering the $11 billion owed to over 2 million customers and creditors, but also adding interest. This exceptional situation is due to the robust rally in cryptocurrencies like Solana and the sale of various assets like its Anthropic investment and other venture capital projects. Now, FTX anticipates having up to $16.3 billion available after asset liquidation, which is significantly more than needed to settle its debts. Prices for FTX claim have surged to 101 cents on the dollar. Some creditors could see as much as 142% recovery on their claims, though most likely receive 118% of the original value. The cryptocurrency market's rebound, particularly Bitcoin's rise to over $62,000 from $16,000 post-bankruptcy, enhances these recoveries. However, there's dissatisfaction among creditors due to the nature of the bankruptcy ruling, fixing claiming values to the insolvency date, missing out on potential gains from rising crypto values. So net-net, FTX was not a huge fraud, in my opinion. It was just a textbook case of really poor risk management and a total unawareness of cash flow requirements, cash flow needs. FTX's balance sheet investments obviously paid off, but the match of timing asset and liability cash flows was just not good. Too much high volatility assets and liabilities paired with illiquid assets like FTX's Anthropic investment, which is a pre-IPO stock. You can't buy and sell that. It's just really great to hear that all of FTX customers are going to get their money back. It's a great result to kind of a really sad story. Okay, let's look at pre-IPO stock performance as of May 6, 2024. This week's winners, we got Ramp up 15.9%, Grox up 12.1%, Notions up 5.4%, Revolut up 4.4%, Chainalysis up 4.2%. On the losing side, Hugging Face was down 5.6%, Chime's down 2.9%, ByteDance down 1.7%, Databricks down 1.6%, Epic Games down 90 basis points. Top valuations, ByteDance at $288 billion, SpaceX at $192 billion, OpenAI at $99 billion, Stripe at $75 billion, and Databricks at $43 billion. See more current valuation and performance data on X at Aaron G. Dillon. Let's look at performance for the AG Dillon pre-IPO stock vintage indexes. As of May 6, 2024, the 2024 vintage index was up 1.07% last week. 2024 vintage index top contributors since inception, Epic Games up 177%, Rippling up 89%, Revolut up 40%, Klarna up 36%, and Anduril up 34%. There's no material detractors in the 2024 vintage index. All 10 constituents are pretty much flat or up. Looking at the 20 vintage indexes, here are the winners and losers for the week. Revolut's up 4.4%, Rippling's up 3.5%, Anduril's up 2.7%. On the downside is Chime at 2.9% down. Databricks is down 1.6%. Epic Games down 90 basis points. Revolut is in the 2022, 2023, and 2024 vintage indexes. It kind of has about a 10% weight in each of those indexes, so not kind of a big move here on overall index performance for Revolut. Rippling's in the 2024 vintage index only. Chime is in the 2021, 2022, and 2023 vintage indexes. It didn't make the cut for 2024. Key metric averages for all vintage indexes that are 5 years old or older. So that's 15 total vintages, if you will, the average of those. So it's a 3.31 X distributed paid in capital, 2.06 residual value to paid in capital, and 5.37 total value to paid in capital, 4.1 years to return the fund. And just some quick definitions. So kind of DPI, that's distributed paid in capital, plus RVPI, residual value paid in capital, equals the TVPI, which is total value of paid in capital. So total value of paid in capital means if you put $100,000 in, you have your current value is $537,000 or 5.37 TVPI. The 3.31 DPI means that $331,000 of the $537,000 TVPI was sent to your bank account in cash or stock. So it was distributed to you. So 3.31 of the 5.37 was distributed to you. The residual is the stuff that's remaining kind of in the index that hasn't gone public or hasn't had M&A yet. So those are some kind of key venture capital terms. Years to return the fund means that if you put $100,000 into the index, that you would have a $100,000 total distributed back to you within 4.1 years. So it could have come in multiple checks, it could come in one check, but by the time you hit 4.1 years, you would have gotten your original $100,000 investment back. To see summary and annual vintage specific data and fact sheets for the AG Dillon pre-IPO stock vintage indexes, please visit agdillon.com/index. Okay, that's it for me this week. If you have any pre-IPO stock research needs, please reach out. Thanks and see you guys next week.